Welcome to the Ages of Rock podcast with your hosts, Bill Algy, Dennis Talbot, and Alan Tate. We are three guys who have one thing in common, a love of rock and roll. Our goal is to talk about all things rock. We hope you find this show intriguing, funny, and occasionally highly opinionated. Enjoy.
Welcome, folks. You have tuned in to the latest edition of the Ages of Rock podcast. This is episode number 314, and I'm going to call it the Seinfeld episode.
Man, you are 40 episodes off. This is episode 354.
Oh, I looked. I swear to God, I wrote it down, and there's a 314 on there. 354. All right, how's that? But this is a Seinfeld episode because it's about nothing. We have nothing. We had a guest tonight, and because of conflicting, schedules, we had to reschedule that. That will but be coming up.
But on the plus side, the reason that it's being rescheduled is going to be really fucking cool.
Oh, yes.
Dennis Dunn forgot why.
Well, that's not the reason for it. But anyway, it'll help out, though, in the end. So anyway, we got a good interview coming up. Bill was gone tonight anyway. He is in one of his work, some kind of symposiums or whatever. I think he's out of town completely.
That's one of them big words like gymnasium.
It is symposium. It even rhymes.
Yeah.
Gene would be proud of me. But just a few little things here real quick while we mention Gene Simmons. This is very interesting. I don't know if you have kept up on his new endeavor, his Gene Simmons auction website. Gene now has this is up for auction. It is the December 2nd Last Blood Acts Played on Stage from the Madison Square Garden show.
Oh my god.
It will have a gold plate on the back saying it was played at Madison Square Garden, blah blah blah. You do get to meet him after the show. They'll be taking high-res photos of it during the show. You get to meet him at the hotel afterwards, and you'll get to you and two guests, and he'll sign it for you, personalize it, and then you can also bring four other items. Not pieces of guitars or anything, but specific about that. And then you get some time to talk with Gene after the final show.
Well, right. since it's at a hotel, I wonder if there's going to be any room service.
Maybe. There you go. Anyway, it is at right now at $27,000.
I won't be surprised if that thing gets over 50.
Oh, it'll somebody who got a lot of cash and. Well, he'll want that thing.
Somebody who really didn't want their house.
And he says on here, not to confuse people, but it will be sold after the last sword torch. Everything of that show is going to be put on that website from the last show. It's just going to be, it'll be interesting to see what all this stuff goes for. You know, I got to give it to Gene. He's going to make money off this. So they better not go back out on another tour because they'll pull a Motley because somebody bought this as the last played bass on stage. So we'll see.
Well, since we're talking about this being a Seinfeld episode and about absolutely nothing, I just got breaking news that Leslie Van Houten of the Charles Manson family was released from prison.
You know, I saw that they said that the governor was not going to fight it. He said this time around, if she gets released, they're just going to let him go.
Well, good Lord, she's like 800 years old.
72, I believe.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's interesting. Oh, well.
And no, I'm not related to Sharon Tate. Thanks for asking.
Lock your doors. Yeah, I never thought about that, actually.
Man, when I was a kid growing up, all the time people asked me, was I kin to Sharon Tate? And I finally was like, yeah, I survived. And then they quit asking. That's pretty dark, but.
I was even going to go darker, but I'm not going to
got the
do
point
that.
Across. Anyway,
since it's about nothing, I do have a couple albums real quick I want to show. I did get ordered the Marvelous Three put out their 1998 Smash album with Freak of the Week on it. They reissued it on red vinyl. I did get that. They are having, if anybody is a Marvelous Three fan, they're doing two shows in their hometown down in Atlanta. And now they put two shows up in Chicago. I'd like to see one of those, but it's just they sell out within 10 minutes of putting them up. And
It's going to be on a close. Work night anyway.
It's on, they're too far away from me. So anyway, I'd like to see them. They say that they are not going to go on tour. They are writing material for a new album. So they are going to put out a new album. So we'll get some new tunes. Interesting thing about this thing. So this got shipped from Nashville on Monday. Here's my luck with shipping. Where are we at here? Email. Here we go. So this thing was out. So it left Nashville on the 5th of July, my birthday. Okay. So it goes from Nashville to left Nashville, arrived in Evansville Distribution Center on the 7th, 2 days later. Departed Evansville Distribution Center, went to the this other distribution center in Evansville, and then it came to Newburgh on the 8th. Supposed to be out for delivery that morning. It arrived on a West Side post office that afternoon. Evansville. Then I got a note saying that something was messed up and they were going to. So anyway, it goes from Evansville to Louisville, gets to Louisville, and then back to Evansville, then back to Newburgh, and then makes it to my house on the 10th. So yeah, I thought the time I got it, it was just going to be beat to shit and everything else, and stepped on it. It came in really good. So. That's the way my luck runs. And let's see, hold on a second. Let me pull this up real quick. I have to give a huge, 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 even more huge thank you, to basically, Steven, Drew, Andre, and Alex Pump 5.
They've been
a message.
On Ages of Rock.
I know, quite a few times actually. It's one of my favorite guests. Anyway. Steven sent me a message here PM the other day and said, "Hey, what's your address?" I didn't ask any questions. I said, here's my physical address. He says, "Cool, thank you." And about a week and a half later, I received in the mail the one and only test pressing of the new album Paradise Place, signed, and this is the one and only copy of this album before it gets pressed. So,
that's pretty cool.
It's very cool. I told those guys I was going to show it on the show. I appreciate it very much. This is nice. I mean, this is super, super, super. I was really set back by that and very, very kind of speechless at the time. And then for them, they just now actually released some official tour dates. They're going to be in Denver, Colorado on the 8/31, 9/1. They're going to be in Omaha, Nebraska, 9/2, Janesville, Wisconsin, 9/3, Broadhead, Wisconsin. The 6th and 7th, they're going to be in Canada. So if you're in either Kingston, Ontario or Toronto, you can catch them. They'll be back across the border on 9/8 at New Baltimore, Michigan. Then they're going to be in Saginaw, Michigan on the 9th. And then they're going to be in Rockford, Illinois. That's some cheap trick territory on the 10th. So I'd like to get to the one in Rockford, but I'd have to check what dates that are, if it's a weekend or I don't know. It's a haul up there. It's almost to Chicago.
And what's so anyway, that date again?
That Rockford one is at the Whiskey Roadhouse in Rockford, Illinois on 9/10. I don't know. It's probably a weekday.
9/10, that's September, correct?
Yes.
That's at a Sunday.
A Sunday.
It's a Sunday. Sunday, coming Sunday, back. Sunday.
Coming back would be tough. I'd be an all-night drive to work the next one. I have no days left. That's what I get this vacation. And I missed a day at work, and I had to cancel another day in December on my vacation, so I'm getting short on days. Anyway, as far as new stuff, that's all I've got this week. I showed you the album last week, and from the Elegant Weapons, which has something to do with maybe the guest coming up. But anyway, as far as that, I don't really have anything. I mean, Gene and Paul are still bashing Ace and Peter all the time on the internet. I just read it again today. Same spiel.
Yeah. Speaking of Paul and Gene, the video of Gene driving around backstage on that little yellow scooter and all the memes that these people have come up with have been genius. And my favorite one was Gene pulling the Fonz, doing the jump and the shark thing. And then somebody went above and beyond and did Gene pulling Paul Stanley doing the jump and the shark thing.
That's funny.
That one was my absolute favorite.
There's been some really funny ones.
Those, in my opinion, are as good as the lady yelling at the cat memes.
Yeah.
Because that one still, to this day, I get at least two new ones every day, and I love it. So if y'all got any of those lady yelling at the cat memes, send them my way.
Surprised they haven't tried to do something, because remember when Austin Powers, when he was had that one and he's stuck in that, trying to turn it around in that small shaft, you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
He was like one of those things. He was there and he's like, I'm surprised they haven't done that with
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So anybody who's savvy with the computer knows how to do that shit. There you go. There's an idea for you.
That'd be pretty funny.
But
and also,
no, there hasn't been. Go ahead.
Ozzy has had to cancel his appearance at Power Trip because his health still not where he wants it to be, and I don't think that show's even until like October. You know, right. I wasn't planning on going, so I haven't been paying a lot of attention. But I did get news.
Where was that at anyway? Is it here in the States?
Might be in California. I don't. Okay. I'm not sure. And I'm.
I know
gonna,
he was.
And I'm not going to pick my phone up and look.
Right. He was slated to play the night AC/DC was playing, I believe. And he said that there's somebody's going to be taking his spot, so they're looking for him.
I heard today that it's Judas Priest, but I haven't confirmed that.
Oh, that'd be good. That'd be good.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I hate that for Ozzy. I mean, he wants to get back out there, but he's just, you know, he's just got to.
Well, considering, you know, he damn near killed himself on a four-wheeler accident and all of the shit he's put himself through the past 50-some years. I mean, I won't be surprised if he never gets the tour again.
Oh, I you know. He may do a one-off or something like that.
Well, that's what Power Trip was supposed to be.
But I don't think he'll never get to that point for tour, unless he does a Dave Grohl and sits in a chair all the whole time, which that's a
Phil Collins did that too.
Yeah. I mean, it's
Dave Grohl had a really good reason though.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's what, Frampton's been doing, you know, and they say he's playing as well as he can, you know, better than he's been in years. It's just, he can't walk, you know, so it's.
Yeah. Axl Rose also did that when he broke his leg.
Yeah.
Him and Grohl used the same chair, I think.
Yeah, Grohl actually he loaned him the chair for that. So, Dave. But anyway, there's nothing really, nothing else really that I got going on here or anything else I can think of.
I got one more thing.
Cool.
Have you guys, I don't know if you've read anything about it, but Paul Stanley. Paul McCartney said something about using AI to, there's one more recording with John Lennon.
Right.
And McCartney's supposed to be using AI to help fix this recording or whatever. I'm not exactly sure what the deal was. But when they first said it, the internet just, you know, of course, everybody on the internet has their own opinion, even though they don't know their asshole from their elbow.
And they weren't asked their opinion.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you're asked your opinion or not. People tend to give it anyway. But they were all up in arms about how dare you desecrate John Lennon, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Recreate his voice. And Paul had to come back and clarify, I'm not using AI to recreate his voice. I'm using the AI to fix these recordings that we found because I need some work done on them. So if anybody has any information on that that's a little more accurate than what I just said, send it our way.
Yeah. You know, just don't worry about it. Just if you don't want to listen to it, don't turn it on.
Right.
If you're offended, don't listen to it.
Well,
most of us would like to hear it. So anyway,
everybody's offended about everything anymore.
You know what? If you knew exactly how they made a lot of these records nowadays, they're actually doing that on John Lennon's song is nothing compared to what they're doing to everybody else right now.
Oh, speaking of that, somebody used artificial intelligence to take Elvis's voice.
I saw that.
And sing Baby Got Back to the tune of Don't Be Cruel.
Yeah.
I think I might have brought this up on our last episode, but that's been
you sent it to me.
It's been a couple of weeks. I've slept since then. I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
There's the one you sent was actually a shorter version. I found a longer version.
There was a longer version came out.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It was very funny.
I'm pretty sure you're going to find more of that stuff. I can't wait to hear Jim Morrison sing Baby Shark.
So, like I said, we will have a guest here in a few weeks. You guys will probably have another show.
It's going to be at least a month.
Yeah. Because because I'm gonna be gone for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to on a trip to France. So
wee motherfucker.
These guys might be doing a show without me. It'll be probably a Dennis bashing show, but that's okay.
I might just do a show myself and bash it.
There you go. Bash both of us.
There you go.
But cool.
All right. Well, people, you all know that's what she said. You all know what to do. Visit agesofrock.com. Check out our past episodes and our social media links. And until next time, peace out. Thanks for listening to the Ages of Rock podcast. If you haven't done so already, be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel, like us on Facebook, and most importantly, tell all your friends. Remember, you're never too old to rock. Until the next episode, peace out, folks.